Hello, and welcome to the Medicine Show. A variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ MC LMNOP RSVP DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence. Tonight we are missing DJ Ali Ghazani from the back alley, DJ Alibaba, and he's currently out of town working on some festivals over in Iran. We miss you, Ali, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, man. Tonight's guests are the band called Rio Samaya with their unmistakably South American sounds, and they'll be in here in a few minutes. We also are going to be starting off with the quixotic neurotics with their neurotically quick-witted humor and intelligence and some singer-songwriter material. So that'll all be coming up on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. So it's time to pay the rent, buildings downtown. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Tonight's prescription is: search your heart for your Creator. Search your heart for your God. The Creator is for all religions and all life forms. Humans are an alive temple. They're alive temples. This is a simple religion. There is no need for that. No need for complicated philosophy. Our own brain, our own heart is our temple. The religion is kindness. So, you're actually listening to Robert Miles with his song Children. So, next up, we are going to bring you into some music and come back with our guest. This is called True Story. The artist is Timaya on the Medicine Show. We'll be right back with our guest, the Quixotic Neurotics and Rio Samaya, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. See you in a minute.
I come tired, oh, waiting at the final, oh, get you, oh. You better make a stop to the hustle, yo. Than make I see that they look people, oh. Yeah, I make you no carry me, go, eh. If I dey lie, thunder go blow. Yeah, I water carry me, go. If I dey lie, make you swallow me, yo. Yes. Waiting at the fine, waiting at the fine. Yes. Waiting at the, waiting at the, waiting at the fine. Waiting at the fine, waiting at the fine. This is my story. This is my song. My mama told me you got to be strong. This is my story. This is my song. My mama told me you got to be strong. For this life, people body, yo. Remember one man, he promised me, yo. If he tell me, say, he go help me, yo. Come today, now come tomorrow, Jai. I come tired, oh. Waiting, I go to my brother, no, no. Now waiting, I define, I don't get yo. All the promises that be voice made, yo. Yeah, I tire for life, oh. Waiting, I define, I confuse, yo. Yeah, I make who look at me, go, eh. If I dey lie, thunder go blow. Yeah, I. What I carry me go. If I tell I make you swallow me, yo. Waiting at the fine, waiting at the fine, waiting at the, waiting at the, waiting at the fine, waiting.
Everybody wanna back again, hey, back again. Hey, the East one is a really true story. My get down, come to bring another to me. Remember the time I started the journey. Relative and friends, all of them they avoid me. Thinking of how I started before. You and you, they abused me before. Now I done the make, I'm small, small. Relative and friends, I got the wrong call. Shebina, you, they call me the fufu. Tell me, sir, I done the cool. Your family and friends, they are smoking. This is my story. This is my story. My mama told me, son, you got to be strong. This is my story. It's not my song right now. My mama told me, son, you got to be strong. This is my story. My story. My story. My story.
All right, we are back on the Medicine Show with the Quixotic Neuroticos, Cabroncito, Mijotito, Cortito, Precioso. excuse me. No. I know you. This is the Quixotic Neurotics coming up here, and the Quixotic Neurotics is Christopher Hindman. Wait a second. Let's give you a microphone, shall we?
And a rotating cast of musicians, including even the other host, Ali Ghazani. He's been a Quixotic neurotic.
Even Nima Tafazoli has been a Quixotic neurotic.
He was one of the greatest, actually, if not the greatest.
I'll say he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And so our guest tonight, Christopher Hindman, has brought in a new member of his rotating cast of characters, Julian Lavoie. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Grab the microphone and come into the social circle for a second here. Even though hello. I know you're not going to be singing, but you can say hello.
Yes.
Hi. That's Julian. Hi. How you doing, Julian?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So Christopher Hindman has been playing guitar for 17 years and has been working with what would become the Quixotic Neurotics for the past 11 years. He played his first show at Studio Records on January 6th, and it was a dream come true. So, joined by Julian Lavoie, who is... What is a little bit of a... What's your history with music there?
I've been playing guitar for 8 years. I've played in 3 different bands. Currently in kind of a jam band that doesn't play shows. We just play in the garage.
Are you legally allowed to say the names of the other three bands?
The other three bands?
Do you remember who they were?
No, legally I'm obliged not to say their name.
To disclose such private information on the radio?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, with all of the hype about the neurotically quick-witted Quixotic Neurotics, as I like to refer to them as the Quixotic Neuroticos.
It's going to be pretty hard to live up to.
Well, that's okay. Let's give it a shot. What song do you want to sing?
This is an original called Floating Away.
Sounds good. Take it away.
I used to be such a good listener. I used to be such a good friend. Thought that would be enough for me to turn up all right in the end. Climbing the endless staircase of days, wasted time in the simplest of ways. Never looked back at the things that went wrong, forgot them, but I was so wrong. There I go, chasing away the days, and there they go, listening to what I say, floating away, carelessly gone downstream. It's all your fault, so rebelliously mainstream. Chase the leather-clad marionette, dance with the smiling hierophant. Lost my head in those songs of loss, lost my senses, thought nothing was wrong. Foolish things, I've done them before. It's all my fault, I'll place blame no more. Can't handle the weight of the guilt anymore. Oh, where am I going? Now I can't tell. There I go, chasing away the days, and there they go, listening to what I say, floating away, carelessly gone downstream. It's all my fault, so rebelliously mainstream. And there I go, chasing away the days, and there they go, listening to what I say, floating away, carelessly gone downstream. It's all my fault, so rebelliously mainstream.
Beautiful. Wow, that's good stuff.
Thank you.
I particularly like the delay on the guitar.
Yeah, I'm gonna overuse that, let me tell you. I just love that sound. But hey, it's floating away, right? It's a song about like getting lost in just the down current of life. I believe if we're not choosing to go upstream, we're just headed downstream inadvertently if we're just chasing away our days, right?
Okay. Is that a good thing? I'm sorry. I think I was so involved in the technical aspect of doing the show that I didn't quite follow the thought behind that. Is it good to float down the stream with the thing, or is it good to fight against the current? And
I think it's good to work against the current. I think it's good to be countercultural
against the grain.
But then there's another line in there, right? Rebelliously mainstream, and I think we often err in becoming rebellious for the sake of working against the culture, and then you have a whole new culture of just like I don't do what the culture says and I'm rebellious, and so like
a rebel without a clue type of idea.
Yeah, so I think you have to fight that current too. I think that's a pretty common downstream current in the mainstream as well.
Yeah,
I think, yeah,
you know, I think that there's something to be said with like going with nature and the flow of things, but there's also taking part in guiding things with wisdom, you know? Yeah, yeah. And so that's part of, I don't necessarily want to fight the current as much as like somehow be part of guiding the direction of how things are going.
Yeah, totally. Because if we just go with nature, everything wears out and dies. So we want to work our way. We want to build life, right? Like
sometimes you confuse me, Chris.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I always want to go with nature. But because I don't believe that even, you know, how like I've got stories to go with that with my to go with what I just said. But if nature had its way, it would repair itself. That's from what I understand. Like, I mean, if no matter what kind of, like, we're doing a lot of damage here and stuff like that. If you left the earth alone for a couple thousand years, it would just grow over and rebalance itself in the harmony of the, you know, the ecosystem and that type of thing.
Maybe.
And we're talking about, like, yeah, the natural flow of nature. I want to tell a quick story about these ants that I saw when I was in Mexico, and I was actually there long enough to watch these ants march in from the alley and strip a tree in the courtyard of all of its leaves. And I was concerned, and I thought, really, like, these horrible thoughts of, should I poison them? Should I stop this from happening? And I thought, of course not. You know, what kind of an animal am I that I'm just going to come in and stop something from happening just because I think it doesn't look normal? Within like 3 or 4 months, that tree had come back to life stronger and more vigorous than I thought. I had to do something about these ants. They were actually helping the tree.
It was a pruning. It was a purifying fire.
And it completely balanced nature. So, I mean, I want to encourage you to elaborate on that. So going against nature will just destroy itself if you let it go its course. Is that heard?
Like, you know, part of nature is what's built into creation is decay and death, right? And if we just go with that, I mean, if we just sit around and atrophy, then we'll just like, that's the inevitable result.
Decay is good for composting.
So. Sure. Yeah. And, but I think humans are part of the natural world, right? Like, we can't take us out of the equation. We're here.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So
there's a purpose for us too.
But now you're talking nature. What is human nature? Right. And a lot of our nature is pretty destructive for sure.
But that's also predestined, and we are our destiny, and the reason that we're here on the earth was already seen that what would happen if we were here, we would have to cut down trees to make log houses to, it's not that, you know, it's intended that we make nuclear power and, you know, bomb the planet, but even that is predestined. And I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying that there is probably a bigger plan that we're not considering.
I would definitely look at it that way. I think Aboriginal people do, right? Like, there's the creator. And it's like, if you, I don't know, if you take care of your kids and you have a house and you have carpet in the house, just because you love your home and you love your parents, you don't worship the carpet or hug the carpet, right? Like, it's just part of your environment. And right, you appreciate it, and you don't, if you spill something on, you clean it up, but like, it's just the carpet. And I'm not saying that nature isn't valuable and doesn't have a purpose, but like, we can get carried away in like worshiping nature and leaving people out of it. And
I don't know. Okay. So real quick, I just want to rebut here is that, you know, what I said about, you know, bombing the planet and being part of the destiny is that I don't think we should do these things. And I think it's part of a quickening of becoming wiser that we suffer from some of the bad things that we do to learn better. I'm saying that we need to become wiser in our choices in the future. But experiencing these repercussions of what we're doing is part of that quickening and growing and part of our destiny. And I really can't judge either way. I believe in actually a lot of the wisdom that all of these different cultures, like the First Nations wisdom that you were just referring to, has a lot of really good points in it. And so did you have something more to say on this? Okay, why don't we just do another song?
Okay.
So we can keep the flow of the harmonious healing going.
So it's often said that one of the longest journeys will take us from the head to the heart. And right. I believe our hearts are messed up. They're full of all sorts of evil. And our heads, if they're not on straight, if we're not centered, we don't have a good orientation, a good compass point to guide our thinking and our judgments of ourselves and the world around us, discerning things, then things can go pretty wrong. And this is kind of a song about that.
You don't want to get what they call in the Buddhist philosophy a heart wind, when your heart and your head is so disconnected for so long it drives you crazy.
And that's what this song is about.
What's it called?
Walking on Leash.
Thank you. Oh, can you turn down the guitar just a little bit more?
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, audience, I think we should readjust here because I want to be able to hear all the lyrics and the voice, because I love voice. I'm a singing fanatic and everything. So this is live radio, and sometimes we have to adjust in the middle of things. So Chris is going to just bring down the volume of the electricity a little bit.
How are we doing now?
Take away from that digital delay and everything.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll adjust here on the soundboard too.
There's something wrong with my head. Toads are falling from the sky and all the people below are dead. There's something wrong with my head. Zombies ate the president, he just couldn't keep them fed. Sitting on the roof, why'd you keep me waiting? Feeling isolated, I've been waiting and waiting. There's something wrong with my head. Winnie the Pooh's eating honey in my bed. There's something wrong with my head. It's all indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red, 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 red.
Is that walking on leash or walking on a leash?
Walking on a leash, yeah.
Okay, right on. I'm going to correct that on a leash. Okay, you know, since we've actually invited everybody in to be together, because it's all about togetherness, and for example, we brought in sort of a thought and what we call a prescription, which is just a theme for the show, really, you know. So, and ours today was search your heart for God, because he's in all religions and all life forms. And God is the creator, is for all religions and life forms. And humans are our temple. So we want to invite everybody in, be able to give in their thoughts, and you can add to this in a minute.
Well, why do you think I want to say something?
But first of all, let's actually search out, for some reason, I have gotten Rio Samaya has disappeared from the script.
They're so right there.
I know. And how can they be like in the studio but not on the script? How can this be possible? I mean, it just seems okay. So as I scramble to find the original script, well, let's just say they are unmistakably South American sounding. We got Rio and Samaya, the makeup, the Rio Samaya band, and well, they as much as they don't have. I'll find the proper introduction afterwards, because for some reason, Google Documents is just sort of left me high and dry, and I want to go back to a previous edit here. But in the meantime, let's turn our microphones and attentions this way. Hello and welcome to our show, Samaya and Rio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Jason.
So this is what I meant, is sort of like come in and speak and then yes. like and swing it back and forth yeah. for your yeah. appropriate.
Oh, we can move.
Yeah, I'm just bringing your heads together. Put your heads together. Okay. Welcome to the Medicine Show. And it's very nice to have you guys in the studio.
Thank you.
You know, without further ado, I'd like to let the people hear, before I ramble on about how great I think you are, how about a song? I just love these people. They have got such good energy and such great stories. And I met them a little while ago at Pancakes and Jam, which is a local jam session where people serve breakfast and eat together and jam together. It's in a place called the Wood Studio. If you care and you like what you hear, Google it or check on Facebook. You will find information. What?
This Sunday it's happening.
Yeah. It's like once a month, right?
Every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks? It's so exciting. I love the Pancakes and Jam. And so does Grandson. Hi, Grandson. This is, I hope you're asleep.
Okay, we can play you a song just like this.
Okay. Like, are you both going to sing?
Yeah, just like this. Don't worry.
Do you both want to, okay. You know, I'd like to encourage you to move over there just with your equipment.
No, it's okay.
Move that chair out of the room. We're gonna readjust while they're doing that. You guys feel sort of scoot in a little bit as we're going here. Okay, this band is called Rio
Samaya.
Because people have been referring to them as Rio and Samaya.
Yes. Okay, nice.
What's the name of the song?
This song called Deberías Saber.
Oh, and you know what? I had that all queued up to play the studio version. So it's a good thing you got the live version. We'll skip that and go right into the live version.
Oh, you know Deberías Saber?
Yes, I've got your recording on my...
Great.
I actually... When I met you guys... I picked up your CDs from from Samaya, so I've uploaded them into the system.
You know nice. What is interesting? This song is related to university life. So when I come today, I don't have been in UBC for so long. I get this feeling, like what I usually call the young fever. You know?
The young fever.
Young fever. You see young people in so passionate for anything. So this song is going back to my town in Argentina when I was in university. It was a period when you're in university, you fall in love every day with somebody. It never ends.
Isn't that just a young heart, eh?
Yeah, of course. So this song has some relation with this type of thing. The song say, deberías saber.
You should know.
Que un día me dije.
That one day I said to myself.
Siempre te querré.
That I would always love you.
Aunque nunca seas mía.
Even though you might never be mine.
Y te tenga en mis brazos.
Or that I might ever have you in my arms.
Como en mis sueños lo haces.
Just like in my dreams you do.
Deberías saber.
You should know.
Que un día me dije.
That one day I said to myself.
Siempre te querré.
That I would always love you.
Ah, the promises of youth. Take it away, Rio Samaya.
Deberías saber que no olvidaré que un día me dije siempre te querré. Deberías saber que no olvidaré que un día me dije siempre te querré. Aunque nunca seas mía ni compartas tu sonrisa y te tenga entre mis brazos como en mis sueños lo haces.
Siempre te quiere. Cuando pasas caminando con tus libros bajo el brazo, mi corazón queda volando como un niño entusiasmado. Deberías saber que no olvidaré que un día me dije siempre te quiere.
Me gustan las fantasías y al mirar la realidad descubro que la verdad prefiero ser un soñador.
Siempre te quiere. Cuando pasas caminando con tus libros bajo el brazo, mi corazón queda volando como un niño entusiasmado. Deberías saber que no olvidaré y un día me dije, siempre te quiere. Deberías saber que no olvidaré. Y un día me dije, siempre te quiere.
Samaya on the Medicine Show. Thank you, guys. All right. We are going to take a quick break and listen to some commercials on the Medicine Show. We'll be right back. Broadcasting more healing energy.
February 4th at Open Studios in Vancouver, Sequential Circus celebrates 10 years of showcasing cutting-edge West Coast live electronic music with Sequential Circus 20. Featuring live musical performances by Computer Controlled, Dega Sound, Dark Arps, Kafka, Kimlet, and NoCore, plus performance art by Subscura, live visuals, and much more. Put on your dancing shoes and join us 10 p.m. Saturday, February 4th at Open Studios. More details at sequentialcircus.ca or facebook.com/sequentialcircus.
To my eyes, the last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me at the Wise Hall, please? Wise Hall, please.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world famous slopes of
Whistler?
Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
We are back on the Medicine Show with Rio Samaya and the Quixotic Neurotics, the Quixotic Neuroticos. Very nice to have you back, Christopher, on the Medicine Show. They grabbed the microphone. We want to hear about your opinion of our Search Your Heart for God. And,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. I know that we had a lot of philosophical discussions when you used to be on here. So
no, don't.
Do you want to make a comment on the prescription, as you will, or the theme of the night, that the Creator is in every living organism and being across the universe?
I believe God's everywhere. I believe He's all-powerful. I believe if you search your heart, you'll find all sorts of evil, too. So
good point. That's, you know, hopefully not too much.
I think I might skip one of my songs there, but like there's a line in there, like, followed our bliss, our hearts are never satisfied. Like, the human heart is never satisfied until it finds its rest in God. And So yeah, if you're searching your heart, yeah, just be ready for what you're going to find. It's not going to be all roses.
Yes, but if you're
love.
Searching specifically for the good and the creator and the truth within you, do you believe that you could find that part of harmony that exists in the life balance that is calling out to people to say, hey, what is the truth about, like, you'll find some good in that balance between the people. Humans have the potential for good and evil with their brains and their potential for thought. If they search for that goodness and that part of them that is the creative force, then what?
I wouldn't recommend just looking in your heart. Looking in your heart, soul searching, that's good. Prayer, reflection, very good. A little bit of meditation, fantastic. What are you meditating on, though? Are you meditating on becoming some super enlightened godlike being, or are you meditating on like how to humble yourself before God? And I would say, sure, search your heart. And search the Bible. There's no greater authority on human nature and God than that one book.
Okay.
66 books by a bunch of different authors. It tells the grand story of God. And he hasn't been revealed better in any other way, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, it's absolutely.
So you look at, I believe there's a few different revelations. There's personal revelation, there's scriptural revelation, and there's natural revelation. There's the revelation of like the wonder of looking at God's creation, of being filled with awe. That's great. Some uh-huh. people say that's it, and I say that's a part of it, right? I think there's a few different things to be reflecting on, and we'll tend to zero in on one, call that one good thing an ultimate thing. So people will get obsessed with the Bible, and they're hitting you over the head with Bible verses, and that's not the point of the Bible either. The point of the Bible, I believe, is to get to know what you're really like in your deepest human nature.
Yes,
and absolutely. To be to learn your job. What's your job? What's your purpose as a person? Well, it's like you got two jobs according to the Bible, according to Jesus. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Sure.
Right? So that's like you turn your own self-interest, your own selfish heart, and you turn that out onto other people and love people the way you want to be loved. That's your two jobs, right? That's pretty
okay.
Straightforward. So you'll find you find that in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look in your heart, though, you'll be like, you know, I like this hedonism thing. This is kind of cool. Or,
well,
I'm just going to go sit in the forest, and this is my body's my temple, and nature's my temple, and I don't need anybody to define any terms for me. And then, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've heard philosophies that say if you pray, you can find wisdom on the side of a cereal box, and if you're praying for wisdom of your Creator, it's so divine and beyond. Specifics in religions and books that it can be immaculate, and so I want to just be able to give.
I believe God can speak to you through a cereal box, but I believe He's spoken to us in a lot of other ways too. Revealed Himself.
Who's that? Who's that girl? Philosophy is on the box side of a cereal box.
I don't
Religion
know.
is the sure. talk of a dog. I love.
I'm not sure.
she eventually married Paul Simon. What was her name? If anybody could tell me before I remember.
Married Paul Simon.
Hell, I'll get you some tickets to a concert or something like that if you phone me. 604-879-1949. Do you know how to answer the phones here?
It's 822.
Do you know how to answer these phones?
It's up there.
I know. Do you know how to answer these phones?
You know, I think with DJ Ray, we could wrestle through it. Yeah. He's helped me once when you called in.
Rio and Samaya, did you guys want to comment on our subject and our theme for the night? Or is the music going to speak for it?
Too complicated.
I love it. Absolutely. Okay, let's let the music speak for it.
Good.
We're gonna give the Quixotics, and then we'll go into a song directly after that with the Rio Samaya. What's the name of the song, Christopher?
This is Come All You Weary by Thrice. It's based on Matthew 11:28, and a little bit of C.L.S. Lewis thrown in there for good measure. Come all you weary with your heavy loads, lay down your burdens, find rest for your souls. 'Cause my yoke is easy, my burden is kind. I'll take yours upon me, and you can take mine.
Come all you weary who move through the earth, spurned at fine restaurants and kicked out of church. I got a couple of loaves, so sit down at my feet. Lend me your ears and we'll break bread and eat. Come all you weary, come gather round near me, find rest for your soul. Come all you weary, you crippled, you lame, I'll help you along, you can lay down your canes. We've got a long way to go, but we'll travel as friends. The light's growing bright further up, further in. Come all you weary, come gather round near me, find rest for your soul. Rest for your souls. Come all you weary, come gather round near me. Come all you weary, come gather round near me, find rest for your souls. Rest for your souls. Rest for your souls. Rest for your souls.
Thank you, Quixotic Neuronics. Thank you, guys. Quixotic Neuronics on The Medicine Show. And we're going to listen to a song from Rio Samaya.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're good. We, you know what? We'll be right back after this quick message.
Out of sight.
Thursday, January 26th. CITR is hosting our annual 24 hours of student power from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. CITR will be broadcasting a full day of radio broadcasts, discussions, musical performances, and interviews with UBC students. Tune in.
It's just your cool.
Special programming from Thunderbird Eye, All Access Pass, Babe Waves, interviews with student clubs like the Bike Kitchen, the CVC, Improv, and more. Plus, there will be three live performances by student bands, Either Or, Mirepoix, and Cursor. Tune in or come hang out on Thursday here at CITR.
Enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Ah, we're back on The Medicine Show, and this is Rio Samaya, playing with the Quixotic Neurotics. That's Rio Samaya playing with the Quixotic Neurotics on The Medicine Show.
I was in the ocean, swimming away. I saw a whale. She kiss my to me. And then she said, live what you love, live what you love, live what you love. Back to the beach,
lying in the sun, the same song,
come back to me,
yeah.
Live what you love, live what you love, live what you love. Live what you love.
Now we're echoing.
I sing for you.
I sing for you.
You sing for me.
You sing for me.
So we remember.
So we remember.
What life's about.
What life's about.
What is life about?
Live what you love. Live what you love. Live what you love. Live what you love.
Oh yeah.
Later at night,
lying in my bed,
I feel really good.
I find the way.
The way is
live what you love.
Oh yeah.
Live what you love. Live what you love. Live what you love.
One more, serious.
Live what you love. Live what you love. Live what you love.
Live what you love.
Samaya with the Quixotic
Neurotics
on the Medicine Show.
Thank you. Wow, sounds amazing.
That was great.
Ah, yes. So we're having to do the live. We're having to do the live music adjustments every few minutes, and just wanted to keep you up to date with what's going on in the studio. We're having a lot of fun and getting a lot of. Intellectual provocation here and then rebuttal, and it's a very healthy rapport, I believe. So let's let the music do the talking. What song do you guys want to do next, Rio Samaya? No, we want to hear more exotic, beautiful. We'll go back to them in a minute.
I want something beautiful. We can play beautiful.
No, I know. Yeah. How about
South America?
Yeah. We're going to come back with that as well. We want to hear more from the Quixotic Neurotics, along with what should we do next?
We'd like to listen to one of your songs.
Okay, well, that sounds like we're going to turn back to the Quixotic Neurotics. What song do you want to do, Christopher?
Well, actually, We do one song because the mics are in this side now, and then we go to this.
Okay, we're going actually back to the tropical side of the room.
We want you to say Rio Samaya like you say the neuroticas.
Rio Samaya. It is very exotic and beautiful and wonderful. And I had to say bella y rica y
muy lindo.
Sabroso.
Muy lindo y sabroso. Yeah. Tranquilo, pero excitado.
Excitado, muy lindo, muy bueno.
And they're sort of putting together the songs, so we wanted to let you know. We have Rio and Samaya, which makes up the Rio Samaya band. We have Julian Lavoie and Christopher Heinemann making up Christopher's long-term project, The Quixotic Neurotics.
We become a neurotic Rio Samaya.
There you go, the neurotic Rio Samaya.
Or you could pronounce our name correctly, and we could be the chaotic Rio Samaya.
Wait a second. Am I pronouncing your band name wrong?
No, I am.
Quixotic? No, what is it? How do you say it?
Because the word is chaotic.
Wait a second. Okay, chaotic.
I'm going to let you say it. Because it's Don Quixote. That's the word it comes from, right?
A book actually is Quixote.
Yeah, chaotic, right? Chaotic. I've never read it. But
it's really good.
Yeah, it's what I understood about the word originally when I made up the name was that to be that was to be overly optimistic to a fault, to be chivalrous and noble to a fault. But to me, I was like, out of all the faults you could have, out of all the neuroses you could possibly have, that sounds pretty good, and I'm going to go with that. But it turns out, I guess the point of the book is like it's just constant calamity, right? Like it's kind of like charging into a nation and saying, we know what's best because we're noble and right and good. We're going to do good things, and you just mess everything up, right?
So, yeah,
did you know that? Did you know that Don Quixote was fighting windmills? The man thought that the windmills was some sort of a strange thing, and he was charging with his joust into the windmills because he was like, "What is that? A UFO or something coming at us?" Right? And I don't know if he was confused and neurotic or whatever, but the man was fighting windmills. It's an interesting story.
It's just one of many shards of our wonderful hearts that are broken into this kaleidoscopic mirror, and it's just one of those shards of human nature where it's like, yeah, we don't want to be doing that, right? You know, charging against the windmills.
Sounds Quixote, neurotic.
Yeah.
Sounds very good.
All right. Well, we're back on the Medicine Show with the Quixotic Neurotics and Rio Samaya with the neurotic
Quixotes.
Quixotes.
Quixote neurotic.
Neurotic Rio Samaya band. Here we go. What song are we doing there, Rio?
Baila, baila.
Baila, baila. Dance, dance.
Baila, baila. We're going to bring the spring back in the studio and in our life. Baila, baila. Dance, dance.
Bring the tropics, babies.
Baila, baila,
que es primavera.
Y tú la más linda flor entre todas las flores. Baila, 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 que es primavera. Y deja que tus caderas marquen el ritmo. Este ritmo que te hace Guantanamera. Este ritmo que te hace moverte entera, regalando sonrisa a los cuatro vientos, dejando la platea enamorada. Bailar contigo y tomar tu néctar.
y embriagado de amor
dormir en tus brazos.
Baila, 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 dormí,
princesa,
que es primavera. Baila este ritmo que te hace Guantanamera. Baila este ritmo que te hace moverte entera, regalando sonrisa a los cuatro vientos, dejando la platea enamorada.
Keep going. Oye, 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 oye.
Quixotic Neurotics and Rio Samaya on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Whoa,
on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish Unceded Territory. That's CITR.ca online for clearer listening. Now,
what do we want to do at the time?
Well, I like to think of as people who come on the show as Medicine Show family. So, welcome to the family. Especially Christopher Heinemann has been a great contributor to the Medicine Show. So, he's like an honorary guest superstar host for the for the show.
It's good to be back here. Yeah,
it is, absolutely.
Thanks,
what song
thanks for
are
us.
You going to do next?
I think we should do What Beautiful Things.
Okay, will you? What? You
play along if you can.
Yeah, of course. We do a little bit.
Just follow along. So this is a combination band. So let both the bands play, and I'm gonna say one more time that this is the Quixotic Neurotics for the camera here, along with Rio Samaya on the Medicine Show.
Leaves are falling, the wolves are calling, and death goes with them. The light is waning, the night will reign over me. But in the heart of the deepest dark, the light is shining. I lift my head from my dying bed and sing. Oh, what beautiful things I see. Oh, what beautiful things I see. Oh. Lunatics with their fire sticks and the deadly rhythm. reprimand us with reckless savagery. But in the midst of apocalypse, the dove brings tidings. I lift my eyes to the azure skies and sing. Oh, what beautiful things I see. Oh, what beautiful things I see. We're so surprised when we realize that we're deftly skilled in the very vices we swear off violently. Still at the crux of the worst of us, the hope is hiding. I lift my gaze from my wicked ways and I sing. Oh, what beautiful things I see. Oh, what beautiful things I see. Oh. Oh. Oh, what beautiful things I see. 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 Hey, hey, oh. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, hey, oh. Hey, 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 oh.
Wow, man. Beautiful. Oh, that was absolutely beautiful. You know what's funny is, like, I'm going to share this with the audience, even though it's just such a technical thing. The camera filled up. It's supposed to have like thousands of gigs and everything else, and it's upgraded. And so, again, it's not complete. But anyway, we'll do another one. What do you want to do? Oh, wait. Okay.
DJ Ray's here.
DJ Ray, Ray. What's up, DJ Ray?
Hi, everybody. I just want to make a note on the iPhone. Most iPhones don't even do a lot of memory space, so just let you guys know. So
the new ones have a lot more. But anyway, what was the trouble with the microphone? You came in the middle of it.
Oh, it was the control of the guitar, the electric guitar part.
Just letting you all know what we're all doing in here in the studio. Inviting you to be part of our, it's like behind the scenes at making a radio show.
I mean, I do listen from the other room anyway. So
and what happened? How did it sound? How are we doing?
It's pretty good. All and I can say is very good.
What about this one?
Hopefully this one's good.
You don't think it was loud enough?
I thought it was loud enough, but I couldn't hear the main melody of it. So.
Yeah, no, see, the thing is, I want to point out to the guitar player here, Julian, I you know, sometimes you're a little bit low in volume.
Okay. Well, we can fix that.
Yeah. You know, we're having lots of fun in here.
Yeah.
We wanted to do another song just like the last one, but different. So let's go back.
Okay. On a side note for listeners, if you, I used to be an iPhone guy, then I got an Android reluctantly, and you can put these tiny little memory cards in with like 32, 64, 100 gigs and stuff like that.
Wow.
It's kind of cool. You can't. I mean, I know, iPhones are great,
but you can't stick those memory cards in them.
But you can't put memory cards on Androids.
You
really
and you
can
drop yours in the ocean.
Yeah,
as you demonstrated to me.
So that's like you can have a couple of memory cards in your pocket. You can have like a couple hundred gigs. Anyways,
Zowie.
That was our commercial announcement for the evening.
Yeah, we're promoting.
Sponsored.
Promoting Android, I guess. And iPhones are good too. Yeah.
No, actually, they're all like evil contraptions that are made to separate us all.
Do you know what?
Don't be a cyborg. Unplug once in a while and get back to humanity.
That's a good PSA. Do you know what I love and miss about the iPhones though? Is you could click on a bright part of the screen and get a completely different picture. It would focus on the lighting.
Right.
Or you could click on a darker part of the screen and it would give you like a different, like a contrasted image. Like you
can
You can't. I don't know. I like that. I miss that.
We'll be right back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter after this commercial message about the best club.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Musqueam 101 is a community meal and speaker series that brings together the knowledge of two communities, Musqueam and UBC. It provides an opportunity for Musqueam community members to meet educators and participate in the academic culture of UBC.
The night begins with a catered meal and then a guest speaker presents on a subject relevant to the community at Musqueam, or First Nations more generally. Each presentation is followed by a group question period and discussion of the week's topic.
Musqueam 101 is offered from early September to early April. We meet weekly on Wednesday nights at the band office lower boardroom.
For more information, visit www.musqueam.bc.ca/events.
We are back on the Medicine Show. Excuse me, I interrupted you because I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Rio Samaya is. I was just asking them during the commercial break, so he was talking. Go ahead. We were talking about commercial plugs.
Yeah,
here.
Well,
go ahead.
We play everywhere, but we have one gig February 1st. It's close. In Calabash.
Okay.
It's a Jamaican restaurant.
Caribbean food and rum drinks and a good vibe all around.
Have you never been there?
Not yet, but I've heard about this place and everybody's raving about it. So tell us, what area is it in?
It's in the best part of town, where the nicest people are. Downtown east side.
Yeah.
The real people.
Keral and Pender, but the place is very safe and very nice.
Beautiful. What is it, DJ Ray?
Sorry.
He's like, what's going on over there?
Do you have any requests on Dominican Republic? I'm going there in the next couple of weeks.
Well, we could get some.
We've been there, but we've been in Jamaica. But it's similar.
Similar?
You're going to be unique.
Cool. Well, let's. Okay, so Calabash is worth
Bistro,
checking out.
It's on Corral.
What date?
On February 1st, 8:30, 10:30.
And I know you guys are playing out of town too. At like.
No, this is in the.
This is for a dear friend of ours is organizing this. It's a fundraiser for a little village in Ghana where it's to fund a school and it's going to be a really cool event, and it is at the St. James Hall, which is like a church. It's
St.
A really
James Hall,
nice,
you know, in Teng and
in Kitsilano. It's an old church that they converted into a venue. Okay. And there's going to be like four bands. There's going to be African dancers, a trio from Zimbabwe, Rio Samaya, with a band, and a Japanese. Should be a fun night.
It's our friend, actually.
And that he is made February a
school.
9th.
He went
February
to Ghana. 9th. He make a school. It's so interesting because there was no school there. Year passed by now, maybe 10 years, and now the student that can read and write from thing he bring every year from Vancouver to Ghana or from Canada. Now the kids have, they figure out how to raise a scholarship so they can go high school. So they're going to be maybe educate 40 or 50 or 60 kids.
And this is furthering that project.
Yes, every year. Or he tries to go every year or every second year and also takes computers and things like that. But it's a really good cause. And that's February 9th. And that one is a ticketed event.
And where do they get tickets?
I believe you can get them at the door, and they're $20.
So since Google has sabotaged my script, you want to tell people about your website, riosamaya.com or
.ca? Yeah, riosamayaband.com.
Riosamaya.com.
Band.com.
Yes.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I want to quickly turn our attention over to the Quixotic Neurotics gig at the Studio Records on February. Go ahead, Christopher, do your plugs.
Plugs! February 10th at Studio Records. Doors are at 7:30, and we'll be on stage from like 10 to 8 till 8:20. It's a quick 30-minute set. We're going to pack in a lot of musical punch in that half hour, tell a really good story and inspire people and get them moving.
And you'll have Julian with you.
Yeah, and the mighty Cody Williamson will be playing the drums.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can find Quixotic Neurotics as it's spelled by searching on Facebook as well, right?
Yeah.
For more info and for
Except
bookings.
It's Quixote, right?
Quixotic.
Well, yeah, it's like
Q-I-J-O-T-E?
I pronounce it how it, no, I pronounce it how it's written. Like, which is incorrect. It's incorrectly pronouncing it, but yeah, Quixotic and neurotics.
Okay. Now, that's why I like to say Quixotic Neurotics, because it's very, like, that's how you spell it.
But yeah, and that's why
you
I
would
say
want
it that
to say
way, yeah.
Quixotic Neurotic.
Yeah. To me, that was part of choosing it that way, was it would be like a kind of a funny thing, because there's a just a Caucasian guy who has no Latin. I just sound kind of like it's a kind of a joke on myself, right? Like the Quixotic Neurotics.
You know why I say that? Because when I was in Mexico, they had this group I saw advertised called the Neuroticos Anonymous, and I was like, really?
Neurotics Anonymous. Yeah, that could work.
I like it. That's typical Mexican.
Yeah, yeah. You could actually have a group for such a thing. Well, that's very helpful in building, you know, helping to improve the culture, I guess. Okay. Where were we? Yeah. Okay. So let's do a song.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to play a song. You know, it's so interesting.
I deleted some footage.
You have this conversation about the telephones, and it was very interesting because yesterday. I went to a washroom, and there was a paperclip in the floor. And I'm thinking, what interesting, a paperclip. There was nothing more interesting than a paperclip in those days. You can take your card from the telephone. Before, you never pay attention to a paperclip.
Okay.
But now a paperclip can help you to open your phone and take
Right.
The values of a paperclip change dramatically because of the cellular phones.
Yeah, really, eh? I need to open my phone. I need a paperclip. Now paperclips are probably being sold more than they have been in years.
Soon they're going to increase in their value.
talk about neurotic necessities. Okay, so what song are you going to
sing?
We're
going to play a song that's called Me Love You.
Okay, Me Love You?
Me Love You.
Me Love You.
Me Love You. Oh,
but
I thought you like my lip.
Yeah. Because it's Jamaican.
Yeah, in Jamaica, they don't say I love you. They say Me Love You. And we wrote this song in Jamaica, and we record there, and...
Great stuff. Okay.
We arrived there and they take a little bit because reggae is the music there. So the music we play was not reggae. So I wrote this reggae, and they opened the ground for us. It's here it goes, reggae.
Rio Samaya on the Medicine Show.
Wake up this morning, look at my side, there you are, still sleeping, maybe you're dreaming, you look like an angel, you make me happy,
you make me sing,
me.
Me love you every day, 'cause you stand by me. Me love you every day, 'cause you're in my life.
If I was a captain, I'd give you my boat. If I was a prince, I'd make you my princess. But I am only me, and you are my love, the only one I need to sing to you. Me love you every day, 'cause you stand by me. Me love you every day, 'cause you're in my love.
Samaya on the Medicine Show with the Quixotic Neurotics, or the Quixotic Neurotics.
Thank you. Oh, you're amazing, Jason. I never heard of singing a radio operator like you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm too. That's humbling. Thank you.
You're amazing. I love it.
You know, actually, I'll try not to let that inflate my ego. Thank you, guys. Let's. What song do you want to do next, Chris?
Oh, now we're moving in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. We'll just keep the music going because we got, oh. Yeah, this is our last jam song because he's going to start in 5 minutes. So Okay. Everybody's going to jam together on this one. This is called, hold on. I hope that the audience will bear with us as we do our transition. This is going to be our last song, and then we'll do a quick thanks. So we're going to do the short version instead of the extended version.
G minor?
Yeah. It's all a G. All right. Quixotic Neurotics with Rio Samaya in the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Oh, oh, deep water. It's black and cold like the night. I stand with arms wide open. I've run a twisted mile. I'm a stranger in the eyes of the Maker. I could not see for the fog in my eyes. I could not feel. I had fear in my life. From across the great divide, in distance I saw the light. It was Jean-Baptiste. He was walking to me with the Maker. My body is bent and broken from long and dangerous leaps. I can't work the fields of Abraham and turn my head away. I'm not a stranger in the eyes of the Maker. John, have you seen the homeless daughters just standing there with broken wings? I have seen flaming swords there over east of Eden, burning in the eyes of the Maker. Burning in the eyes of the Maker. Your sleep, oh river, rise from your sleep, oh river, rise from your sleep.
Rixotic Neuronics and Rio Samai on the Medicine Show. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week
you,
with
Jason.
More live music and laughter, broadcasting healing energy. Coming up next is the Late Night Show with DJ Ray. Come on in, DJ Ray.
Special debut as well. So,
what is that?
We have a special debut on the show, so well, don't want to miss that.
Absolutely not. You know, we're going to actually play a quick song called No Shame, the No Shame campaign song.
From this house you are born, this is who we are. You can never be torn, even when you are far, far, far. The home fire burns to welcome you back home. There is no shame in compassion, but there's dignity in love. And I'm positive that if you're positive, and blood still flows through your veins, it's never too late to live life without shame. The world outside can be